Reaction now from lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Many Republicans applauded the ruling. Many Democrats did not. And most of them reacted with an eye to the elections in November. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As the head of House Republicans and as a longtime ally of gun owners in Southern Ohio, Minority Leader John Boehner was one of the first members of Congress to praise the ruling overturning the District of Columbia's ban on handguns.
The Supreme Court upheld the Constitution. Second Amendment gives the people the right to keep and bear arms. Well, all they did was affirm that that is in fact true, whether you live in D.C., you live in Ohio, or anywhere else.
And for Kansas House Republican Todd Tiart, who has close ties to the National Rifle Association, the Supreme Court simply acknowledged what, in his words, the Founding Fathers put in black and white.
When you can't protect your family, you can't protect your property, the Supreme Court said that's just reaching too far. So we're, you know, this country is concerned with reasonableness. We often think of ourselves as thinking things through, what makes sense. And in this instance, the Supreme Court said an overreach doesn't make sense.
The man Republicans hope will occupy the Oval Office next year was on the campaign trail when the decision came down. Senator John McCain told reporters the Supreme Court had done the right thing.
Obviously, I'm very pleased about that decision. I had filed a brief along with 50-some other senators. Senator Obama had declined to do that.
In all, 305 members of Congress signed an amicus brief urging the court to overturn the D.C. gun ban. But while Barack Obama did refuse to be one of those signers, he did not reject the court's ruling. In fact, Obama laid out a politically moderate stance the day before the ruling at a press conference in Chicago.
I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but I do not think that that precludes local governments being able to provide some common sense gun laws. Keep guns out of the hands of gangbangers or children, that local jurisdictions are going to have different sets of problems, and that this is a very fact-intensive decision that has to be made. But I do think that the Second Amendment is an individual right.
Many other congressional Democrats made similar arguments. They agreed there is a personal right to keep and bear arms, but they did not see it as an entirely unrestricted right. In its majority opinion, the court also allowed that some unspecified kinds of guns could be kept off limits. New York House Democrat Carolyn McCarthy took heart from that finding. McCarthy, whose husband was killed and son injured 15 years ago by a gunman on the Long Island Railroad, has been a leading advocate in Congress of tightening controls on guns. She said the court's ruling poses a real problem for reducing gun violence.
But it also says that basically a lot of the guns that are out there shouldn't be allowed to the ordinary citizen. I take that as an interpretation of the assault weapons, the large capacity clips, those kind of guns that were used in the military. So I think that is something that I've been working here on the federal level, and I take it as that interpretation.
McCarthy plans to reintroduce legislation banning sales of assault weapons, but she'll wait to do so until a new Congress is sworn in next January.
It's a pro-gun House, it's a pro-gun Senate, and I've got a pro-gun president, so it's been very difficult.
And it's not clear how much easier things will be even if Democrats do win bigger majorities in Congress, because the Supreme Court's ruling directly affects federal laws. Whatever Congress does from now on with gun laws will have to align with the court's landmark decision. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.